put 55 amendments on it in the effort to kill it, and included all kind of people who shouldn't be involved in it, and getting completely away from the original concept of legislators that were on retainer. And the last minute to even put an amendment on it that anyone that covered, any newsman that covered the legislature had to be registered, and he couldn't even sit in the gallery where everyone else could unless he was registered with them. And had to disclose his income and how much he made and who he got any money from. And this was done kind of as a joke, really, when they did it. Well, the Senate was so sure that the House wouldn't pass this such a stupid bill with amendments on it that they sent it over to the House. Well, the House wasn't about to turn it down after the Senate did, and they didn't think the governor would sign it. So they passed it, and the governor felt like everybody had been wanting an ethics bill, and he's been for ethics, so he couldn't turn it down, so he signed the stupid thing. It's been in court ever since. No ethics bill at all. And now, in my opinion, we're not going to have any ethics bill. They're going to come back and say, well, you wanted an ethics bill? Look what harm it did. They had the doctors on it. The doctors had to go to court to get themselves off of it. It extended itself to people like on a library board in the city that received no pay whatsoever. Citizens that were on the Parks and Recreation Board that received no remuneration for what they were doing. In cities all over the state of Alabama, everybody started resigning. They didn't feel they were private citizens, and they didn't know why they should be revealing the source of their income, because it was the bill was intended for legislators that are dealing with special interests. And I think now it's dead. It's got to be dead. The Attorney General has given 50 or 60 decisions on it. The judge ruled on injunctions by six or seven different groups that didn't want to do this, and the whole thing is sitting there, and the commission set up, and even after it was put in, they drugged their feet after they were appointed to be sure they were past the election before they had to reveal their contributions and all. They didn't put it into effect till after that, and I think now that we've got no ethics bill, I don't think we are going to have any. When they come back, say, well, look what happened when you wanted. People are either going to be honest or they're going to be dishonest. You can't legislate the moral. So that's the end of the ethics bill, all through lack of leadership.
We've got no.
End interview with Harold Martin. No more transcription. Just tape.